Leilu nishmas of kainu mishkamen ben reli melech. Be'a per gimel mishnalef. Ein sodden dogim min habibarim b'yantif. One cannot hunt fish from a little pond on yantif. Why not? So the Rav says that hunting is similar to kitzira. Just like when it comes to grain, even though the Torah matters us to knead flour and to bake, but some of the items before that, like cutting, is usser. So too, although the Torah matters us to shecht by an animal, hunting the animal is similar because it comes beforehand, similar to cutting grain, and it's usser. Now Tzitzitiv brings the Rush that says, this is based off, like we said before in the Ran, that what's the reason, for example, tochein is usser on yontif? Not because there was anything really be'etzim wrong with it, because you could say that grinding is for ochel nefesh. The reason is because it's like uvda dechol, like you're doing large things, not just for yontif. So to cutting, most of the time, people cut their whole field together. That's what's most efficient. So it's also uvda dechol, something you do during the week. And so to hunting, many times, people will hunt a lot of fish together. That's what the Rush says. Now we're talking about this beber as an enclosed area. It's not like a large open pond. It's a tiny little area where they would raise fish. Vein noisn lefnei mezonos, and one cannot feed the fish. Why? Because fish by themselves can make do, especially throughout Shabbos, and you're not responsible to feed the fish. Unlike other animals, because of Tzar Bal Chaim, we feed them. Avot tzodin chaya v'of min abibarim, but one is allowed to hunt and take a chaya or an oaf from the bibarim. The Ravik points out that they were already prepared from yesterday to be shechted on yantif. V'noisnin lefnei mezonos, and you can also feed them, because they're not muksa, because you're responsible for them. The mezonosam nalacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I'm a local hebibarim shavin. Not all these beibarim are shavin. These enclosures are not all equal. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not coming to be cholik, the Rav explains. He's actually coming to explain the Tanakhama. And what does he say? Zaha klal, kol mechusar tzida osur. Anything that's lacking tzida, meaning that I still need to hunt, like the fish biber, where the enclosed area, the fish, whether it's because the water is murky or I can't really grab it right away, it's usser, because by me trying to get a fish there, it's not yet trapped. Even though it's totally enclosed, it's still hard for me to trap it. Mechusar tzida means, like the Rav explains, that I need to make like different strategies in order to trap it. If I'd lunge at it, I wouldn't trap it in one lunge. I would rather need to do more than that. V'she'ena mechusar tzida, but one that I can, in one lunge, trap it, that it's so enclosed, mutter. Then it's mutter, because what I'm doing now is not called trapping. It's only trapping if it takes a lot of effort for me to go and trap it now, because it's obviously not already trapped.